C.S. Lewis is one of my favorite authors. His wit and intelligent defense of Christianity have always encouraged me in my faith. But when I read through Mere Christianity last week, I was challenged by this quote. "I am sure that God keeps no one waiting unless he sees that it is good for him to wait." Now, when I read that, I had to stop and think. What does he mean? Let me take a stab at unpacking it. So often, I try to set the pace in my own life. I like to think I'm in control of where I'm going. I have my master plan already drawn up. But when I do that, as the old adage goes, God laughs. Why? Because he has a plan for me that is so much better than what I could have ever imagined. Living within our limited perspective, it can sometimes feel like we're not moving fast enough, like we're wasting our time. But I think we need to see these moments not as a spiritual red light, but as an invitation to a deeper connection and knowledge of God. These times aren't meant to be camping trips where we sit around hoping that something will change. These times are perfect opportunities to practice the spiritual discipline of prayer. When we pray like Jesus taught his disciples, we say to God, "Thy will be done." Not my will, but thy will. And I think it's this process of supplication that God uses to refine and shape us into what he wants us to be. And when we're ready, according to his wise and compassionate timing, then this period of waiting will be over, and we'll be ready to actively and outwardly join in participating with the will of God. So the next time you feel like you're stopped at a spiritual red light, remember the words of C.S. Lewis, and be comforted knowing that you're not stuck. God is working with you and in you to accomplish his great purposes. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.